Please. Yeah, I'm on the Twitter. I just checked my Twitter feed, and there's a tweet from a guy named Donnie Sengstack.
Good dude. I've heard good things.
Who happens to be our intern.
Oh.
What's up, Donnie?
Hey, Donnie. How much one are you on? Are you on six?
Yeah.
Are you, bud? How you doing?
On six. What's going on?
How you doing?
How are you? Now, the you just sent out a tweet, Donnie.
Yeah.
Donnie Sengstack, at Donnie Sengstack. Figure out how to spell it. I'm not
at Don Sengstack.
I'm sorry, Miss Brown. Sengstack. It's Sengstack.
Sengstack. At Don Sengstack. It says, if you're up this early, tune in to 98 Rock to hear me defend my fear of peeing in the ocean.
For college credit.
For college credit.
Which is a great line.
Yeah. So you don't pee in the ocean, and you're now going to defend that stance.
No, well, it's not so much defending it, I guess.
Explaining it?
I just don't think it's that weird to not pee in the ocean. Is it that weird?
I'm on your side. Yeah. Just
no, you guys are definitely on the same team.
Okay.
I think Mike even floated this idea out there. Mike, did you put this up on the Facebook machine?
Yes, it is up if you'd like to chime in.
Okay, and we'll go ahead and get some of those reactions. I think you're going to find more people than you'd think that are super opposed to it. Can we ask why?
Why? I don't see. It's not the whole issue of like peeing out into the entire ocean. Yeah. It's like you're peeing into your bathing suit.
Yeah.
That's the gross part.
So true.
Yeah. Now,
plus, it sticks around in there. What? It's just like you can feel your own liquids. Is that
how right. tight are your bathing suits though? Because I wear like a nice loose pair of jams where it's out of there. But are you wearing like some real snug Sail in the Flavor kind?
I've got some kind of tight bathing suit.
Whoa,
not Speedos, but like
hey, Pixar, it didn't happen.
Yeah. Yeah, doesn't it seem like with the amount of water sloshing around that it gets dissipated within a matter of seconds? I mean, that's the way I always thought about
no.
it. I feel like it just gets rinsed right away.
No, well, yeah, I can feel how warm it is.
Yeah, just
for
about
a second, for like a moment.
I kind of
enjoy that.
Why?
Really?
I kind of enjoy that.
I'm kind of with Scott here. I do like the warmth.
Nice. And then it goes away. And then it goes away.
And that pee was just inside your body. I mean, isn't that more inherently disgusting than it being outside your body?
Yeah, now it's gone.
We forget how disgusting we are sometimes.
But how do you feel about swimming through someone else's warm stuff?
Yeah, I got no problem with it.
Really?
Well, what am I going to do? I mean, Donnie, what do I got to worry about these things? There's more things for me to worry in life. I swim through somebody's warm cloud. So what? And then I move on to another patch. I'm in the ocean. It's got how many billions of gallons? I think it's going to be okay. I think I'm fine. I'm totally fine.
I think I'd rather swim through pee than breathe other people's breath. Like when you're
really?
Trapped in our elevator here, which takes approximately 27 minutes to get from the third floor to the first floor, you're just sucking in other people's disgusting sewer mouth air that's crossing their foul, unbrushed teeth, dancing across their herpetic tongue meat. That to me is awful. I would rather like literally steep in your body waste than breathe in other people's mouth breath.
That's why I stutter. I don't know if you know that. That's
yeah.
why I stutter.
He just gives little spurts of
yeah.
breath.
Yeah, exactly.
And Joshua, you're with Donnie here because you defended the stance yesterday. What's your opposition to it?
I think that the whole having the urine on you and the waste is disgusting, as Donnie said. And but my bigger thing is you're polluting. also, I don't want to be in that vicinity because there's a chance you'll be doing it near me, even though I don't go in the ocean anymore. But still, it's the principle.
Yeah, I have no problem because the ocean now, if you pee in a pool,
that's nature,
you're,
baby.
You're putrid.
Yeah,
if
pool,
you pee in someone's pool,
gross.
I should get to beat you to death with a pool cue.
Well,
but if you're in the ocean,
what if it's a really big pool?
Nah, because pools are stationary. Pools, for the most part, yeah. the water's still.
But yeah, doesn't a pool have chlorine?
It does have chlorine, which is a good point. It is filtered. But I'm with Justin. It's just the turnover of the water. There's not enough
yeah.
movement. There's not enough.
There's waves that lap at you.
You just
pulls
said
you
were fine swimming through somebody else's warm
yeah.
spot. What does that mean?
Yeah, but I mean, like,
don't challenge
swimming
him.
Through it is one thing. Stewing in it is, like, a different thing. Like, a pool, like, the ocean, the water moves so, I mean, the churn of the water is so frequent and it's just never ending.
And it's powerful.
And a pool, if it's just kind of sitting there, then maybe it's a little different. Look, I pee in the pool, too, okay? I don't care. I don't care.
You're also talking to a guy that sneaks into the women's room here and goes to the bathroom after hours. So, I'll go anywhere.
We said yesterday that
I'll pee in a Cracker Barrel gift shop.
Going number one
on the floor
outside is one of my greatest pleasures in life. I love it.
It is nice.
I love it. I feel like I'm getting back to nature and doing a number the long stay, the number two, love it even more.
Love it even more.
Can I ask, and we'll take calls coming up out of sports, 410-338-1098, 410-338-1098. You know, we're talking about, you know, going to the bathroom outside or, you know, some of the long stay. You ever done a 1230 special outside?
No.
You've never done that.
Well, I don't think so.
One of these Live Wire exclusive outside? Oh,
the number four.
Man, the number is
the number
five,
four.
Depending on how many parts of your own body you're using on yourself. Scott, take a walk in the woods recently. You're our resident hiker.
You get arrested for that.
Go off the beaten path, emphasis on beaten, and just head into the brush, find yourself a nice big oak tree to lean against, and just unleash. It is incredible. Yes, okay. It's super illegal.
Super.
But at the same time, oh, it's refreshing. Mike, guess what? We're all going for a hike today.
We got our intern, Donnie, in here, Yeah, just a heads up, does have a stutter for those of you who have not heard Donnie before.
Wait, when did this happen?
And Donnie says he is not a fan of peeing in the ocean, and Spiegel also not a fan of relieving themselves in the ocean. I don't seem to have a problem with it.
I got no problem at all.
Now, Donnie, and I got no problem that you guys got a problem with it. I mean, look, to each his own. Oh. You know, what are you going to do?
Hey, live and let live.
Yeah.
So give me the scenario. There you are, Donnie. You're in the ocean. You feel the sensation. It's time to make bathroom.
Yeah, what do you do?
Do you run out of the ocean,
well,
get your
dry sipples, off?
Do you, what do you do?
No, well, so last weekend, I was at Rehoboth Beach, and we were all just, like, sitting out, like, towels and stuff, sitting in beach chairs.
Yeah, bunch of dudes.
I had to pee. bunch of folks, bunch of fam, yeah, big old family.
So
bunch
nice.
Of Craigslist buddies.
Beach was packed, and I
bet it was.
I was sitting there. What do you mean?
Oh, you know exactly what I mean.
Uh-huh. That's true.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
No, we're out there drinking, and like eventually. I had to pee, so everyone was like, just go in the ocean.
Go in the ocean. That's what I would do. I would run into the ocean and then relieve myself and then get back out.
Like, no, I just walked up to one of the Grotto's Pizza or whatever and just walked in confidently. Yeah.
What happens if you're in the water?
What happens if you're in the water?
And the urge hits you. You get out, you dry off.
Yeah.
You dry off, you walk to the thing in your wet trunks and with your towel and your sandy flip-flops and go all the way up there to take care of it.
Burn your feet on that hot sand.
You just take care of it in the ocean.
No, it doesn't happen that much. Like I'll feel it coming. I'll feel it coming on.
You know, if I had to choose between going in the ocean and a public bathroom, I'd go in the ocean because I just can't stand public bathroom.
Okay, I'll give you three choices: public bathroom, ocean, Keith Mills oatmeal.
Keith Mills oatmeal.
And we're going to get to your calls, 410-338-1098, 410-338-1098. One of the reasons you shouldn't, though, if you're ever in the Amazon jungles, because of the candiru fish, C-A-N-D-I-R-U.
Yes.
That is the fish, the small parasitic member of the catfish family that will swim up your urethra, made famous in an episode of Jeremy Wade's River Monsters. Remember that? They found that jar with the worm thing that swam up the dude's
right up it.
Ding dong, and the guy wasn't even like, I'm going to try and pull this out. He's like, I need to find a blade to slash my throat with because this pain is unbelievable. It's like Sonic the Hedgehog just crawled up inside of my hedgehog and decided just to tap dance inside of my particulars. Apparently, it's crazy painful. I would like to just see someone go through that just once in person. 410-338-1098, let's go to the phones over here. Let's go to line one first. Line one, Steve in Odenton. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Morning, bud.
What's up?
So I was down in Mississippi for some training, and while I was down there, my girlfriend and I wanted to take a nice day off on the weekend to go to this island called Ship Island. And we're on the ferry on the way to the island, they say, hey, guys, just a heads up. You know, the island's about, like, 5 miles around. If you want to take a run, it's a nice run. But don't go swimming on the northeast part of the island because that's where the currents meet, and it's just real rough. So my luck, I'm taking a jog around the island. I got the sun beaming down on me. I'm right around the northeast part of the island, and I have to go. I have no choices. I got to go. Got to get in the water. There's a couple families on the beach sitting right there. So I'm like, you know, I don't have a choice. I'm just going to play off like, you know, I'm taking a jog. Maybe I'm just going to go for a quick dip in the water.
Dip. Yeah.
So I get in the water, and I'm battling currents while trying to take a dump.
Oh,
and eventually I get the deed done. But then all of a sudden I get swarmed by stingrays. There's just 15, 20, it's a whole family of stingrays start swarming me.
What?
I think they wanted to eat my goods. And so I kind of panicked a little bit.
You think?
And,
oh, stingrays.
Yeah, I panicked. I was like, oh, I'm about to get Steve Irwin. So I jumped out of the water, and my pants were down when I jumped out of the water. So I left my drawers, and I'm standing there butt naked in front of this family.
Oh, yes. And
so I just was having a real bad. I had to jump back in the water, get my bathing suit, throw it on, and just I had to quickly finish my run and get the heck away from everybody before I got labeled as a sex offender.
Yeah, right.
I'm putting them on hold, Mike.
Oh,
you give him a code
story.
For a Blink-182 free download.
A great story.
California, I've got free download codes for Blink-182 this morning. Michael, give him one of those albums. That was a good story. Let's go to line two here. Line two, we got Grayson Perry Hall. Good morning, bud.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Now, you don't like to go to the bathroom in the ocean.
So two things. I'm going to be quick. I feel like when you pee in the ocean, do you guys think it stings a little bit?
No, you might want to go see a doctor.
Yeah, that might actually be an STD if it stings in the ocean. Unless
all
it's like hyper salty water. What is that, the Dead Sea where everything floats? Maybe if you're making wee-wee there where there's like a high salinization, so they call it. But like at Ocean City, I got no problem with it.
Yeah, probably. All right. So one time I was walking on the beach with my girlfriend, and I had an attack in my bowels. So she was like, just go in the ocean.
Yeah.
So I swim out as far as I can. Mm-hmm. And I do what I got to do. And this lone seagull is flying over me.
Oh.
And he comes down, and he tries to pick up one of the...
Okay. Yes, we got it.
Gotcha.
One of the leaving.
Gotcha.
Oh, yeah. Oh, stingrays and seagulls are awful.
I've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I gotta let that guy go. That's the second story about somebody doing the wrong kind of bathroom.
Right, we were just going the easy, the relieve yourself, the short stay,
the quickie, behind a tent at the concert, and I'll rejoin you guys in a second. Are there that many people doing that in the ocean? Just everyone's in the ocean these days? Because that I'm fully against. Let's go to line four, Michael Towson. Good morning.
Morning.
What's up?
So, first time getting through. Thank you, guys. Love your show.
You're
anyway,
welcome.
I was at Bethany Beach one time, and you know, when you pee in the ocean, you're supposed to go like wade waist deep into the ocean at least,
yeah,
right?
Of course, you gotta get everything wet.
You gotta be submerged.
If you gotta be submerged,
ankle deep, you're a piece of garbage.
Yeah.
Hey, check it out.
This old lady was just going barely ankle deep in the water. She was just standing there, not doing anything, wondering what she was doing. Then I saw it start just dripping down her leg. I'm like, oh, she is leaving herself right there, right
Whoa,
in front of me.
Mania. You're an animal.
It was disgusting. Absolutely disgusting.
Oh, that's gross.
I have no problem being in the ocean. Absolutely no problem.
Yeah,
there's a nice warm spot around me. It's fantastic.
Yeah, now do you enjoy the sudden blast of warmth?
Yeah.
It's quite relieving, actually.
And it doesn't last long, correct? I mean, it's only a matter of, I'd say, 3 or 4 seconds tops, and you get that nice, crisp, fresh water, like that little rolling wave that come and hits you about midway through, and it carries away your filth, and all of a sudden you're cool and refreshed again.
Yeah, exactly. Except the tide kind of ruins it. But when you're swimming in a lake, it lingers, you know?
All right, let's go to line five. Thank you for the call. Greg, one more in Baltimore. Greg, good morning.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey.
I guess I'm one of the 6% or 11%. I don't know where we're at with that right now.
Our last check, 11.6%.
Oh, wow.
Thank you
Shout
for being
out.
A big part of that.
Shout
11.6%. Greg, you're a big part of that, and we can't thank you enough.
No, no problem, man. First, let me start off with y'all got jokes. I can't swim. second of all, man, it's no issue of peeing in the water. Josh, you're not polluting. They say human urine is like, 90-something% water anyway. It's no issues, man. I especially when you go like scuba diving and stuff. Oh, man, it's nothing like putting on that suit, jumping in cold water, and just peeing on yourself.
Oh, in the
man,
suit. In the suit.
I think they even tell you to do that, to warm yourself up a little bit. As you get deeper into the water, that's where the water gets colder. Now, Greg, let me ask you, because you're one of our 11.4% African-American listeners and known for just having a gigantic... Do you, does it take longer for once you start to pee for you actually start to see it come out? Or
Come on.